This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Friday means it's time again for the weekly wrap for maybe 5 minutes of live radio. We'll see what happens. And it's a chance to look back at the week that was. And our Washington Bureau is Sadeep Reddy of the Wall Street Journal. Hey, Sadeep.
Hi, David.
And Lee Gallagher is in New York. She's with Fortune Magazine. Hi, Lee.
Hi, David.
Sadeep, let's start with the Federal Reserve. It had another one of these regular meetings this week. We waited with bated breath for the statement that followed and the press conference on the heels of that. And there was a lot of hubbub over the word patience or the absence of the word patience. What did we learn this week from the Fed?
We learned that the Fed can be patient without using the word patience, and that's exactly what it's going to be doing for much of the rest of the year. The moment that statement came out, you could see the sigh of relief hitting trading floors across Wall Street, that the reckoning was being postponed for another day so that we don't have to deal with a world where interest rates aren't near zero. But the rest of us should be a little concerned still about how weak the economy looks to the Fed. This was not a vote of confidence from the Fed on the U.S. economy, and it doesn't look like we're going to see a big upturn anytime soon, even though we're now 6 years into the economic recovery.
Lee, let's talk a little bit about timing and why it is so important whether or not this happens in April. I guess it's not going to happen in April, whether it happens in June or September. What difference could it make?
Well, the error here is that the Fed does this too soon when the economy isn't strong enough to stand on its own. And it seems like they would rather err on the other side. They'd rather wait too long. And that patience absolutely is still there. And I echo what Sudeep said. I mean, I think that there was so much agita over the word patient. But the much bigger surprise was all this data that came out. And they really lowered their expectations for growth for this year, even as, you know, we're having some pretty great jobs numbers. But they're just not. We're just not there yet, especially in terms of things like wages. So, you know, timing, I think it's going to be later rather than sooner.
Sadeep, we've done this many times now, you and I, and we often talk about the price of oil. It's in the news yet again as we continue to see these very, very low prices for barrels of oil. It's nearing $40. You know, how long do you expect that'll continue, and what's the significance of that, Ben?
It looks like it's going to continue for quite a bit longer. What we're seeing right now is, a surprising degree of resilience from oil producers. Everyone seems to want to tough it out. They want to hold on without making the production cuts, the layoffs that they probably will have to do eventually. And the longer they hold out, the longer it'll take for us to see the true correction in the oil market that allows things to get back to what will be a more sustainable course in the long run. And so this week just showed how much the market is looking for those signals and how few reliable signals there are coming from oil producers around the world.
I just want to close with a corporate story. I'll go to you firstly. You know, it hasn't been a great week for companies and their brands. I think most principally about Starbucks and this hashtag campaign that it started, this Race Together campaign. What do you make of how that company handled that, sort of what it expected to get out of that campaign?
Well, yeah, I think what it expected was very different than the reality. I think it really shows how powerful social media is today. It's sort of an instant adjudicator on what everyone thinks about this, and it's pretty accurate. I think that this was a really genuine attempt. Starbucks has tried to use its coffee cups, its scale for good before. Howard Schultz has got this sort of activist side to him, the CEO. But I think in this case, this is just such a fraught issue, and it really walked that line that was, a little too close to where people were comfortable. And also, I don't think anybody necessarily wants to go in and talk to their barista in the morning. I don't know. There's that practical side of it, too. But anyway, I think it will blow over.
I don't think I'm going to be doing that. And I agree with Lee. You never want to discourage a company from being a good corporate citizen and trying to do something more for its community. This one seemed like it needed a little bit more thought before it rolled out. Maybe there are other issues that are going to be less fraught and less emotional. Perhaps somebody could start with obesity and pick one of those before they get into it, but then you get into a whole lot of other corporate issues when it comes to nutrition that they probably don't want to touch.
Sadeep Reddy with the Wall Street Journal, Lee Gallagher with Fortune Magazine. It's always great to talk to both of you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David.
Thanks.